Regular listeners to the show will know that over the years we've been taking to task the QBCC. I'm not going to waste a lot of time going into the background of this because there's a more important message that I want to convey. I've been working with Greg Williams, who is a barrister, managing director of One Practice. Greg has been pushing for an inquiry into the operation of the QBCC as a result of many complaints from consumers over the years to this show and directly to Greg. Greg's now been able to establish a forum for those who've been impacted by this over the years to come forward and join an action group or a proposed action group. Now, this meeting's going to take place next weekend, Saturday the 18th of August at 9 o'clock at the Chermside Library. I'll tell you more about that in just a moment. But registration is going to be compulsory, and I'll give you the link so that you can register. Greg joins me. Greg, thanks again for your time. The background of this, I know you've been very frustrated. You and I have met with people on both sides of politics trying to get this thing resolved. We just seem to come against brick walls all the time.
Yes, what you tend to find is they keep throwing obstacles in the way. One of the ways to overcome this is to be well organised. As long as the victims of the QBCC, they can be dealt with individually by the QBCC, they lack strength.
It's a bit like divide and conquer, isn't it?
That's exactly right. So it's a matter of bringing people together that have a common cause, and that cause is to establish a commission of inquiry into the QBCC with the terms of reference that include compensation for victims of the QBCC. Mm. That'll be the goal.
Basically, the bottom line here is that Greg's determined through surveys and so on and meetings with politicians that this is the only way forward is to convene a group. Greg, I know we've had a number of people express concern about wanting to stick their head up because of what happened in the past. Tell me how you intend to overcome that.
People can come along to the meeting and they need not identify themselves. We will need them to register just so we know who they are. That information will not be disclosed to anybody. So if there's any concerns about turning up and worried about some sort of backlash, that won't happen.
Greg and I will both be there. We'll run the initial part of the meeting to try and form the group. And I can assure you that we will take control of the situation because I believe in the past when this has been attempted, there have been some people who've turned up, tried to disrupt the meeting. That won't happen. We'll make sure that doesn't happen and your anonymity will be protected. The website for you to register is going to be in a link underneath the commentary and this. Simply go to the 4BC website, look for podcast, and I'll make sure that this link is in there so you can click on it. But if you've got a pen, it's simply all the W's, surveymonkey.com/r/ in capital letters QBCC AG meeting. So that's surveymonkey.com/r/ QBCC AG meeting. I know that's a lot to write down, so that's why I'll have it in the commentary underneath this podcast. So just a reminder, that meeting is on Saturday, next Saturday. I won't be able to give you a reminder next week because by the time the meeting starts, I'll be on air. So just make a note of that, use the link, and we'll see you at the Chermside Library next Saturday at 9 a.m. for that meeting to tackle the QBCC. Greg Williams, thank you very much again for your time.
Thank you, Kevin.